head. You know, you just got to fix some things. And so this first song is a song that I wrote as I was just kind of struggling back and forth. And I was in the middle of starting to look at my life and realizing I was codependent and prideful and jealous and all these things. And but I was wanting it my way. You know, I was like just starting to let go a little bit. But I'm Italian and Irish, so I'm like this huge fighter. And I just was like, that's just not going to happen. You know, like, God, you have your way. I have my way. Let's duke it out. We'll see who wins. But the bad news was, is that, and good news, is that he wins a lot. And his way is just so much better. So that's what this song is about. It's called Greener Side. Play for you guys is called Impossible to Know. When you roll the dice, it really ends the same way twice. Oh, 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 oh. And the way it rolls, you're never gonna know. Oh, oh, it's impossible to know. Oh, oh, it's impossible to know. Oh, oh, just 'cause you've done it in the past, this is not that circumstance. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, where I've been and what I've seen makes a skeptic out of me. It's impossible to know. Oh, 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 it's impossible to know. Oh, oh, oh.
oh, oh. But I'll wait for you to make your move. Oh, oh, as a steer to me. It's impossible to know.
Little mic disaster. The one show, the mic actually fell on top of her when she was sitting down. We had to stop. It's kind of embarrassing.
Oh, totally worth it. Good stories. So how are you guys doing? You guys been having a good week? Yeah? Good. I'm so glad. This next song is a song for you guys. Like I was telling you, I was traveling around and God was just showing me a bunch about my life. And I grew up as a missionary's kid. And so for some reason, I thought that it gave me just this holier-than-thou attitude. I don't know where that came from or why. But as I just started realizing things about myself, God was just showing me that I was more messed up than everybody else. And I remember I was in college and I was just praying about for one of my friends and stupidly just praying that God would work in their life and change them. And I'm sure God was laughing at the time because he actually stopped me in the prayer and just said, Kelly, you have so much more to work on. Like, what are you doing? And he just started showing me my pride and my jealousy and my just overall insecurity and just, I guess, how I felt that I had the answer for things, and the older I get, the more I realize I have no answers. But God just started doing really cool things, and he started showing me just, I guess, my sin. But at the same time, I don't know if you've had this where you start realizing all this stuff, and I'm a list person, so I just picture it in this list, like fix this, 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 and this. But God kind of just showed me that that's not what he was saying at all. And that he wasn't condemning me, that he wasn't saying, fix this, 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 and this, you know, and then we can talk and be friends or whatnot. But that God was loving me all through it. And he was just saying, just sit with me, just hang out with me, and I'll change all your crazy, you know, I'll just take care of it. And so this song kind of came to be, and it's called Nothing. Could you turn the piano up just a little bit in the monitor if you have a second? Thank you. Nothing
keeps me safer.
Friend Michael Hatner, give it up for him. He has been so kind, so many, many, many shows to come and hang out and play, and he doesn't always know what he's in for, but I appreciate that. He's willing to kind of jump in the car and go. But I asked him if he would be willing to play a song or two that he has written, because his songs have just really encouraged me a ton, and he agreed. So give it up for Michael Hatner.
The seat is very low and very movable. This first song I'm going to play is, it's actually one of my, I think one of my favorite songs that I've ever written. And I think that's because just some songs, when you write them, like, you're like, that's cool, that's a good song. But there are other songs that you write and it's just like, man, like this came from such a personal place. And I feel like this so illustrates exactly where I was at whatever given place and time. But just a quick backstory. I severe clinical depression runs in my family.
My mom had it when I was growing up. My dad had it when I was growing up. There was a big portion of my life that my mom would just get home from work and she would go straight to bed and we wouldn't see her and she would just stay in there. And it was real rough. So I grew up kind of in that environment. And a couple years back, I was going to Moody Bible Institute. And just, man, I felt awful all the time. And I don't know if any of you guys struggle with that in here, but if you do, you know it's for no rhyme or reason. It's just, you just feel like you feel hopeless. You feel like there's no point in even trying. And I just remember during that time, I would get up and I would long the second I got up to go back to sleep at the end of the day because I felt like that's the only place that I could find rest. And so I was longing for rest. And there's this cool quote by St. Augustine that, to paraphrase, says that basically, Lord, you made me, and my heart is restless until it comes to rest in you. And I think that's really awesome that a lot of times God doesn't want us to do things for him, and I'm still learning this, but he doesn't want us just to do things for him and perform for him and be good enough. But sometimes he just wants us to come and step into his love and just find rest there. Because we know that he's our Father that loves us. And that's something that I'm learning to do because I'm a doer. And I'm like, oh, I got to do this, and I'll do this, and I'll check, like Kelly said, I'll check these things off my checklist, and then we'll be good, God. But God sometimes is just like, hey, like, I just love you. Why don't you just rest in my love? And so this song is called Rest in Me.
And sleep seems the only real peace that I know. You kneel down right by my side and say, son, can't you see? Your heart was made to rest in me.
This next one, Kelly's going to come help me play and sing, I should say. I wrote this one kind of around the same time as all that other stuff. And I won't go into a big, long detail, but there's a verse during that time that God just kind of gave to me. And it's Romans 8:28, which says that we know that in all things God works for the good of those that love him and are called according to his purpose. And I love that verse because it says in all things, not just the pleasant things, but oftentimes it's the really hard things, and when we do feel hopeless and when we feel like there's no point in even trying, that God is working in those things for our good. And I think that's pretty cool. So this song is called For My Good.
I've been thinking here lately about your promises, and well, quite frankly, while everyone sounds nice and all that, I'm still just waiting for you to deliver. 'Cause once you said to me that I could always trust you, that you'd be there when trouble came to help me fight through, and that you never ever leave my side, then explain to me why season after season, instead of comfort, you send pain. And then for no rhyme or reason, instead of respite, you send rain. And oh Lord, how can you say you love me when based on what I see, that it seems you only want the worst for me? Day I lie in wait, but you never come to call. You told me trust in your hand, but how on earth can I win? I've never seen your hand move at all. And I'm wondering just how long I can convince myself you love me when season after season, instead of comfort, you send pain. And then for no rhyme or reason, instead of respite, you send rain. And oh Lord, how can you say you love me when based on what I see, that it seems you only want the worst for me? And I don't understand, but maybe that's the problem when you are a finite man. And maybe all my heartaches have been lessons in disguise. And maybe it's about time I realize that you've got to break the soil before you can sow the seed. And that grain has got a strength now for those fields to sing with green. And oh Lord, I think I'm starting now to see, as I well should, that in all things you are working. And you've got to break the soil before you can sow the seed. And that rain, God, a scream down for those fields to sing with green. think I'm starting now to see, as I well should, that in all things you are working for my good.
So you guys holding up? You still doing all right? I have ADD, so when I'm sitting like this and I don't know the songs, after like two songs, I'm like looking around, twirling my hair. But I just want to tell you guys, thank you again for letting us come. I thank you for Pastor Mike to taking a chance on people he doesn't know, inviting him into his group and his family. I just really, really appreciate that you guys have spent time and are letting us share your night and our night with you guys. This next song is one of his songs, so he'll explain it for you. But I also want to tell you guys, because I always forget at the end, we do have CDs and things like that out there. If you want one, there's T-shirts and stuff to keep us going around. But also, if you don't have money and you want one, please just take a CD. Like, we're just here because we really do want to encourage people and just get to bless people. There's an email list, too, if you want to see when we're out and about, and Facebook and all that crazy shenanigans. But, yeah, please hang out. We really want to talk to you guys, hear where you guys are at, what's your story and things like that. So here's...
Actually, I want to make sure we're good on time, because I don't want to go over. How much time do we have left? You got 15? Okay, I think we're good.
Yeah, we're good. All right, cool. Just checking.
We have two more for you, and then we might do a little worship, if that's okay. If you guys are up for a little singing.
Sometimes we're a little long-winded. But this has absolutely nothing to do with the song I'm going to play, but I just thought I'd share it because it's funny. Kelly mentioned the ADD thing, and recently I took an online assessment for ADD, because I always told my mom when I was growing up that I had ADD, but she said, no, you're just lazy. You need to work harder. I was like, okay. But I took an online assessment, and it said that I needed to see a specialist immediately. So take that, Mom.
You made it to the test, at least.
I did. I didn't go see a specialist. I forgot what I was doing after that. I think I went and ran around outside or something. Anyway. I just thought I'd share that. What's that? Yeah, it's like, what? Oh, bananas.
Seriously.
Hey, ice cream. Anyway, this next song I'm going to play is, we've called it Hosea song, just because it's based on the story of Hosea. And again, I won't go into super huge detail about it, because I normally do, but basically the song is just about God's faithfulness. And even when we run after other things and go our own way, that God isn't standing at a distance with his arms crossed, just saying, man, why don't you get your stuff together? Seriously. Like, he's waiting for us like a loving father. In this case, he's waiting for us like a lover almost. It says that we are the bride of Christ. And so he's waiting for us like a star-struck, you know, heartbroken lover who is waiting for his loved one to return. And he's just waiting to take us back with open arms instead of condemning us. And I think that's really cool. So this song is called Who Else Would Stay, but we call it the Hosea song. So I hope you guys enjoy.
Thought was sacred, you be like a lover knows every bedroom in town. Oh, tell me, who else would stay with a lover knows every bedroom in town? Oh, tell me, who else would stay? Will nights in number grow, beds like colors run, and touch by touch the voice that once cried shame you've rendered dumb. Your secret now you flaunt, yet cramped while he looks on. Doll up your face while you swoon and sway as if you're doing nothing wrong. He's far too meek and mild to throw you to the jaws of all that's vicious and vile, and never think of you again. But yet as your footsteps fade, instead of rage, the ache of longing mars his tender face. And by the door he takes his place to sing. Who else would stay with a lover who knows every bedroom in town? Oh, tell me, who else would stay with a lover who knows every bedroom in town? Oh, tell me, who else would stay with a lover who knows every bedroom in town? Oh, tell me, who else would stay with a lover who knows every bedroom in town? What's happening to us?
Again, so much for just hanging out with us tonight. And this last song I want to play for you guys is a song I wrote just as I guess I thought all my everything was kind of coming to be. After I'd been in recovery for a little while, I was really impatient and just wanted the process to be done. And like, I was like, ooh, I've arrived, you know, like, oh, now all my dreams are going to come true and all this is just going to happen. And I was touring in Florida and my car broke down. And the whole band that I was traveling with, we all got trapped down there for about a month. Well, they replaced the engine and took it out and replaced it the wrong way. And it was like thousands of dollars. And we were just stuck there and broke. And I was just feeling like, God, is this what you had planned? This doesn't feel right. but the people that we were staying with, also one of the guys in the band I was somewhat dating at the time. And we had talked a lot about future stuff. And while we were there, he decided that that wasn't going to happen. And that he wanted to pursue the girl that I was staying with and eventually marry her. So it was just like thing after thing after thing. My best friend in Chicago called me and said that she was moving out and she didn't want to be a Christian anymore. And I mean, it was just everything just crumble, you know? I don't know if you guys have ever been in that spot because you seem all very normal and lovely. But I definitely, it was just it, you know? And so I just kind of wasn't sure what God was doing. I went back to Chicago and just fell on my face and just prayed and was just wondering what was happening. And I felt like I'm a Christian, I should be full of joy and all these things. And at the time I just wasn't. And I started writing this song, and it was so cool because over the course of the time, I realized that all those things kind of had to be taken away from me because I was so dependent on all of those things for who I was, and that, oh, I'm cool because of this, or I'm worth it because of this, that God had to take it away to prove to me that he could be enough and that he could satisfy me more than enough. And in that time, that's what he really just showed me. And it was amazing and a miracle. And even now that I look back, he's done so much since that time, more than I could ever imagine. Like, even with this past tour and tours, we had so many dates, we had to book extra ones because it was just flowing in. And friendships, just people supporting and showing love. And it's just like, man, you think you know what you want, but God can give you so much better things, and just let him do it. And so it's called Among the Dead. God, I just pray tonight, Lord, that wherever people are, God, that they can just feel your presence. God, that they can just know that sweet hope God, that they can know that you care for them. God, that you see each thing. God, that nothing goes unnoticed and that they're not in the spot that they are right now by accident. God, but that you just raise us up from the dead. Even when it feels rough or things feel great even, God, you just can take us even further and there's more of your love to understand. You guys sing, "Oh, Praise the One." No, praise the one who paid my debt and raised this life up from the dead. Oh, praise the one who paid my debt and raised this life up from the dead. Oh, praise the one who paid my debt and raised this life up from the dead. Oh, praise the one who paid my debt and raised this life up from the dead.
Know the chorus of this, just sing it out.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship his holy name, sing like never before, oh my soul, I'll worship your bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship his holy name, sing like never before, oh my soul, I'll worship your holy name.
You guys know it, just sing it out.
And
sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, Savior God, to me. How great thou art, how great thou art.
Lord God, we just thank you so much for tonight. God, I just thank you so much for who you are. That you're just willing to lay yourself down in your pride and not have to be worried about looking great, God, but you just were willing to do anything for us. God, I just pray that we can be willing to do the same for you, to just give you our hearts and our dreams and, God, all of our situations. Just knowing that you are good and you have amazing things for your people. I just thank you for all you've done, just how faithful that you are. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you again so much for having us.
Well, for those of you who know our normal routine from here, you'll have a chance to either meet up or talk or chat with Kelly and Mike a little bit during our fellowship time. But for the next half an hour is kind of our little bit of group time. If you're here for the first time for Celebrate Recovery, you simply go through the